Okay. Nobody woke up this morning excited as fuck about consistency. It's not on my vision board. I've never texted my husband, "Oh my God, I just discovered consistency. I'm so excited." Nobody is really, I've yet to see anybody go live, even on social media, in front of their fancy little ring light, talking about how consistency saved their life. And yet, here you are, because you started this thing. You started your thing at least twice. Maybe it's been four times, and you're in the same place you were a year ago. You already know why. You, bitch, you've never needed me to diagnose you. You just need to keep hearing it out loud, I guess. Your problem is you keep stopping. And I can't even say it's 'cause you don't care, 'cause you talk about this. You care so much that it's actually hurting you. You've told me that. You stop because you ran out of feelings. That motivated, fire up, like, oh shit, this is happening kind of feeling that got you started and ran out. It like we run out of gas, I'd say around week three. And nobody's fucking honest that when you run out of gas and you run out of that momentum, that it's not a sign to stop. Like, you guys, it's just fucking Tuesday, right? Consistency is just a Tuesday. It is the most unsexy, unglamorous, nobody's fucking cheering for you kind of thing that you will ever do. And it's the only thing that's going to build the life that you want. I'm in it. I'm in the arena. You guys, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. If you're new here, I'm Brandon Lynette. If you're not new here, you know I'm the Voice Authority podcast coach. Your mess is your message, and I'm not here to hype you up today. I'm just gonna tell you the fucking truth. Get over yourself. The version of the life you keep describing to people is not going to come because you get inspired enough. That shit arrives because you show up on the days you're not inspired at all. And that's like all of it. That's all of it. But I do want to give you some understanding about why it works that way, what it does in your brain, and your body changes your relationship with it. And changing the relationship with this is going to be the difference between the person who's been almost, those are air quotes if you're listening, I'm doing the almost consistent for 2 years, and the person who's actually building something. Obviously, you guys, you know that before we jump in, today is brought to you by Super Patch. Do I have a boost? Do I have a boost? I had to wear this today. I had the Monday bluesies. It was really hot upstairs last night, so I didn't sleep very good. Super Patch, boost, because consistency requires energy and not the fake caffeine crash kind. I'm talking about real sustained energy, the kind that is still there at 2 in the afternoon when the inspiration was out of your body by 9. Okay. Boost is pure energy. There is no crash. There are no stimulants, nothing added, just your body doing what was already capable of doing when it has what it's need. This, you guys, my patches are drug free. Made in the United States of motherfucking America. Okay. This is a big F you to Big Pharma, which is why I love the formulator of this so much, because he knows what's up. He knows what's up, my tinfoil hat motherfuckers. Okay. He knows we cannot trust Big Pharma. He knows that drugs are bad, kids. Okay. He knows that shit. Okay. This is vibrotactile technology working directly through your nervous system. There's always a link in the show notes, but feel free to reach out to me. Okay. Man, my husband told me the other day something I do that annoys him was very interesting. He said it's that I say okay in a funny way. And I think I've said okay like three times right now. So I'm going to have to ask him to listen to the show to see if I'm doing that annoying one. Because am I? That's crazy. Let's get into it, babes. I know it's late again. You love me anyway for it. Like, you're kind of used to it by now. And by the time you get used to it, that's when I'm going to flip the script on you and I'm going to start showing back up early. Okay? I did it. I did the okay. And I feel like I did it in a weird voice. That probably is the thing. But I mean, he's just my husband, so it shouldn't matter if it annoys him, right? If you guys are fine with it, I could do the okay. Okay. I'll say it as much as I want. I'll say it as much as I want. Let's talk about this though. You guys have been here before. You get excited and you start with that real genuine energy. You show up for a few weeks and it feels like finally get in your groove. And then life happens, or maybe doubt happens, or you record something and listen back and it sounds nothing like what you imagined it. And so you close the app and tell yourself you'll just come back to it when you're ready, when you have more time. What is the truth? You are not less ready than you were 6 months ago. Readiness, it doesn't accumulate while you do. Where you are and where you want to be, you're not going to close that gap with preparation. What actually closes that gap and moves you closer to who you want to be is more basic Tuesdays. More showing up on the unremarkable regular day with no particular inspiration, and you do the damn thing anyway. That's what happens. You guys, it is not sexy. And it's dumb stuff that I do that keeps my consistency alive. Like, my routine is the same. I drink the same stuff in the morning, I eat the same stuff every day. That's it. Meal prep, eat the same thing. I don't have to think about it. Wear the same black leggings or sweatpants in my life. Same black hoodies. Although today I did freak people out a little bit. It's a green. We're in a green hoodie today. Very interesting. I even have on jeans. Holy shit, something is going on. What is happening? You guys, it's because my son just took me. We just went to watch a movie. And so I figured I guess I should put on clothes, right? Anyway, same thing. Consistency thing. Like, my workouts are the same. I letter them A through H, and it's just repetition. Everything's the same. And I've told you guys about your brain. I've told you about the basal ganglia, and I've told you its job is to take behaviors that you repeat consistently, and then it converts them from things you have to consciously decide to do into things that just happen. Like, it makes shit automatic. There is no decision required. It is like when you brush your teeth. You're not negotiating with yourself. You don't check your motivation levels before you pick up the toothbrush. You just do it. Your brain just stops treating it as a decision. And it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. It watched the behavior repeat enough times and it packaged it into this automatic little sequence. And you having a podcast is going to work the same way. But what the basal ganglia activity needs is consecutive repetitions, not occasional, consecutive. Every time you break the streak, your brain cannot finish building that automatic sequence. So then that behavior stays in this effortful conscious decision zone instead of moving straight over to the automatic. Which is why coming back after a break feels as hard as it does starting from scratch. Sometimes harder. I feel like it's harder for me. 'Cause neurologically you are starting from scratch. And then your nervous system is going to pop in there because the resistance that you feel before you record, it's not just mental. It's physical. Your nervous system has been conditioned to associate recording with exposure and exposure with threat. So the tight chest before I hit record. Can we do another super patch plug? Because I wear these every day that I have to record. Because it's still, I get nervous. 4 years, 700 episodes later, are you kidding me? There's the heaviness of the skipped week. I missed a whole week with you guys, and I actually still genuinely feel a little heaviness because I'm still recording so late at night that my intention is something so different, and life is lifing. That heaviness just stays in my body, not in my head. That is your nervous system responding to a pattern that you've been running. And the pattern is just going to say the showing up is risky. Every consecutive week that you show up, you give your nervous system new data. It says it's safe. It says it's survivable. It says this is worth it. The nervous system and the basal ganglia are in consistent conversation. Everything's talking. And when the basal ganglia automates the behavior, the nervous system stops treating it as a threat. The resistance drops. It's Tuesday stops feeling like a mountain, but you do genuinely have to give it enough consecutive repetitions to get there. And the only way to do that is to stop letting your feelings decide. Fuck your feelings. Say that. Say it to yourself. Fuck my feelings. Fuck my feelings. Bitch, you brush your teeth every day. And not because every single brushing is transformative. It's not because you wake up passionate about plaque. You're like, I'm gonna get you, plaque. You brush your fucking teeth because it's Tuesday and that's what happens on a Tuesday. Maybe you're sick and you go a day without brushing. Totally fine. 2 days, fucking questionable. A week, your mouth is a science experiment and everyone around you knows it. 6 months, your dentist is having a very gentle, very expensive conversation with you. Each individual brushing of your teeth is almost invisible in its impact, but the accumulated impact of the habit over a year is everything. What do your teeth look like because you brush them several times a day? How does your mouth feel? I did try some new amazing toothpaste this week. I am obsessed. So I'm just going to say my teeth feel really, really good. They feel so good. But it's that accumulated impact over a year. And if you don't brush your teeth, where are your teeth in a year? The difference between the person with great teeth and the person with the expensive dentist bill, you guys, it's not talent. It's not inspiration. It's not motivation. It's the fucking Tuesday. The showing up on an unremarkably ordinary day because it is just what you do. One episode of a podcast is almost invisible. 200 episodes recorded week after week, some great, some mediocre, all compounding. That's a fucking library. That is an authority. That is the show that reaches the right person at the right moment and changes everything for them. So it goes like this: brush your teeth, record the episode. It counts even when it doesn't feel like it's counting. The productivity industrial complex is built entirely on your need for a new beginning. Every planner, every course you take, every framework is selling you the feeling of starting fresh. And that feels amazing. Like it is hot. It's sexy to start new shit, right? Week one is always the best week because you're so motivated. You feel great. The novelty's exciting. Everything feels possible. Week four arrives and the novelty's gone, and the system is like, all right, bitch, it's time for some effort because excitement isn't here today. But the industry is going to be right there with an upgrade. There's always that advanced version by now. It'll be the thing that addresses the gap in the last thing. You just keep buying beginnings, babe. That's what you're doing. You're buying the beginning, you're buying the feeling. The system that works is going to be the one that you actually do. It's not going to be the most beautiful system, not the most researched system. It's going to be the one that you just actually go to and open every single week. Like a notes app you actually use will beat a gorgeous planner still in the packaging every time. And I should know because over here to my right, I have a shelf of gorgeous fucking planners, and they're all maybe 5% used. But you know what's full? My notes app. Let's just look. How many fucking notes do I have on this bitch? Let's see. Holy shit. 1,500 notes in here. 1,586 to be exact. Okay. And I have as many as I can pinned up at the top. You want to know how many I have pinned at the top? We're just going to look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 32. 32 notes are like my everyday go-to. 32 notes on my phone will beat the planner every time. Stop buying the beginnings. My money's in my notes app. Start defending the middle of the thing. And the algorithm, what's going to happen there? Because it rewards your return after an absence with a temporary engagement spike. That's what happens because it reads the return as a new event. That spike feels like the absence was smart. It was not. It reset the novelty factor for 48 hours, and the people who actually needed you consistently went somewhere else while you were gone. You're not going to come across them again. Build for your listener, not for the machine. And there was a big stretch, like 6 or 8 weeks, like I stopped counting, where I was just recording because I said I would, and for no other reason. I think it was maybe even more than 8 weeks. Guess what? My analytics were not moving. Nobody responded. Every time I sat down in front of the microphone, I had the same exact conversation with myself. Is anything actually happening here? Am I building something real? Or do I need to quit? Am I talking into a void? Does anybody give a fuck? And what genuinely kept me going was not a big breakthrough, wasn't a big feeling, wasn't a mentor telling me it was about to turn. It was two things. I'm a stubborn motherfucker, and conviction. So a little bit of ego and a lot of God. The stubbornness is simple. I said I was going to do this, and I'm going to do this. That's it. Not as an obligation, but it's a decision about who I am. I finish what I start. And the only way to be that person is to keep going when stopping feels completely reasonable. No one was listening. And then there is that true conviction of someone needs this. I can't see this person yet. I know the calling is real, but I also know that callings do not come with a guarantee that the numbers validate. My job now is obedience. The outcome is not my business, not my department. So I kept going. I was not inspired, you guys. I was not energized, just stubborn and convicted and willing to show up when nobody's watching. And then it compounds. That's it, just gradually, episode by episode, the thing I'm creating became something. My voice got sharper. The right people have started to find me. None of that was available in the weeks that I almost stopped. All of it was on the other side of not stopping. And guess what? 4 years in, this show alone, I'm almost at 600 episodes. There's still downtime in my algorithm. There's still time where I don't have the validation. But I know that the other side exists because I have done this long enough to know that, man, it's a quiet season. God's working on something. My next person is on the other side of this. I'm going. I'm going. You can't see that shit from where you are if you haven't even started. You only get there by going through it. That is it. One of the lovely ladies I talked to on Listen Bitch Presents, Tell Me Why You're Special, she had published 117 episodes before she got a private message from someone. It was like episode 90 that she really got honest with herself, asking herself, is this vanity? Which is fair. Is there any real evidence this is working? And the answer was no, not much. Small community, numbers moving slowly, but nothing big. So she keeps going. And it's not because the evidence was compelling, it's because she believed the message was real and the right person have not found it yet. Episode 117. Stranger finds the show, listens to four episodes in one sitting. Sent her a message that said, I've been looking for someone that could relate to this for 2 years. I can't believe I almost did not find you. That's it. She almost was never found because she was going to stop at episode 90. How many episodes are you away from the message that finds the person it is made for? Nobody knows. The only thing that is certain is that episode that never gets recorded is happening because you keep stopping before it. You keep stopping before it. And there is a Bible in this story about 10 women waiting for a wedding, and they all had lamps. Five of these lamps had oil, five did not. The bridegroom was delayed longer than anyone expected. Midnight, when he finally arrived, the five without oil had run out and left to find more. The door had closed while they were gone. The five who were ready were not smarter. They just maintained their lamps, not just once, but every single day. That is the quiet, unglamorous, unsexy work of keeping the oil in there. It doesn't look like anything from the outside. until that moment arrives, and then it is everything. So the five who were not ready meant to have oil. They planned to be ready. They just didn't do the daily maintenance. You guys understand that big space between meaning to be ready and actually being ready? That is the space between the show you've been planning and the show you have actually built. And this is what I know about this that goes a lot deeper than even strategy, is that the God who put the calling in you prepared the works in advance. He equipped you. He opened the door, but he's not going to record the episode for you. Trust me, I wait. God, please just record it for me. He just put the voice in you and he expects you to use it consistently, even when you're tired, even when the middle is quieter than you hoped. Christ did not die for your almost. He died for your fullness, your full capacity, not a comfortable life where nothing is required. He did this for full access to everything the calling requires, which is courage, the persistence, the getting back up after you get knocked down. We're getting our ass kicked in the arena. We have the power inside of ourselves to get the fuck back up. All of that's available to you. But you have to participate. Please maintain the lamp because the door will not always be open. Consistent people do not wait to feel ready. They don't. They have a day, they have a time, they have a window. And when that arrives, when it comes, they show up regardless of how they feel because the decision was made before the feeling arrived. You cannot trust your feelings on recording day. Feelings are weather. Your schedule is the building. And people that create the shit, they have a minimum. Consistency requires a minimum. There's no ideal. It's just a minimum. The full, polished, perfect episode. Yeah, bitch, that's ideal. Okay? That's ideal. 20 minutes of something real and published is the minimum. So, on the weeks where life is doing what life does, when you're getting your ass kicked, when everybody's taking everything from you, when you don't know which way is up or which is down, and you've been on the wheel for so long that you're dizzy and you're puking, do the fucking minimum because that keeps the streak alive. A published minimum beats an unpublished ideal every time. And maybe your thing isn't the podcast. You know what your thing is. I'm tired of saying the thing, so we're talking about a podcast, but you know what your thing is. People that are consistent don't negotiate with resistance. When the voice shows up that says, maybe not today, bitch, how many times? Maybe not today. That Monday on the first sounded so great, but maybe not today. Maybe next month. We'll try again. You don't just argue with it. You record while the voice is talking. The resistance gets a vote, and the vote is always no, and then they record the episode anyway. And people that are consistent protect their time like a client appointment. Because it is. The client is their listener. She doesn't know what day they record or what it costs to sit down. She just knows whether the episode was there when she looked for it. That's what matters. Nobody gives a fuck about what's happening in the arena. Y'all don't care what I really went through today to get here to record at 9 o'clock. I had a pretty relaxing day, so I'm not complaining. I'm not saying that in a bad way. Just saying, you were made on purpose with a voice and a story and a calling that's yours and nobody else's. And the God who made you that way didn't do it so you could spend your life almost doing the thing. The season is fucking hard. Duh. Yes, bitch, it's hard for everybody. And the doubt is so loud. Yeah, we can all hear it. The metrics are not going to confirm what you need them to. I know that too. Show the fuck up anyway. Get the fuck over yourself. I love you, but get the fuck over yourself. The person who needs what you have does not give a fuck about your circumstances. She only cares whether the episode was there when she looked for it. You understand me? She looked last week. Was it there? I'll help you build the infrastructure for the thing you keep almost building. Not giving you more motivation, but the actual system. Let's talk about the recording day. Let's talk about your minimum. Let's talk about your buffer, the accountability that makes showing up the path of least resistance instead of the heroic app that keeps requiring. I love you guys. Get the fuck over yourself and show up anyway. Fuck your feelings. That's what I want you to write down today. That's your ex action step. That's it. The one thing. I just want you to write down, fuck my feelings and do it anyway. Okay? The streak is the asset. Start building today.